الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث السادس عشر عن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أول ما دخل النقص على بني إسرائيل أنه كان رجل يلقى الرجل فيقول يا هذا اتق الله ودع ما تصنع فإنه لا يحل لك إلى آخر الحديث. In this chapter of Amar Bil Ma'ruf wa Nahy an Al Munkar, that it is our farz-e-ain that we command what is right and we forbid what is wrong. That is a duty of everyone. And the hadith that we have been reading, 12 hadith in this chapter, all indicate towards that, and the very great importance of commanding the right and forbidding the wrong. In this hadith also, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrate that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ أَوَّلَ مَا دَخَلَ النُّقْصَ عَلَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. The very first harm that came to the Bani Israel, and referring here particularly to the Jews, the Christians are also included, but particularly the Jews, that the first wrong and harm that had come into them. And as we read this, we should consider our own condition also. And that is, أَنَّهُ كَانَ الرَّجُلْ يَلْقَ الرَّجُلْ. A person should meet another person. That is, as we meet one another normally, we meet one another, like that they should meet. فَيَقُولْ, and then he should tell that person, يَا هَذَا اِتَّقِ اللَّهِ. O person, O friend, O associate, family member, whoever it is, fear Allah Ta'ala. وَدَعْ مَا تَصْنَعُ. And give up the wrong what you are doing. Whatever wrong you are involved in, give up that wrong what you are doing. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَحِلُّ لَكَ. This wrong what you are doing is not permissible. So here we see that is what they used to do. They should command the right and forbid the wrong. But evil had crept into them. ثُمَّ يَلْقَاهُ مِنَ الْغَدِ. And the next day he should meet him. That is, after the next time he meets that person, and that person وَهُوَ عَلَى حَالِهِ. He was still doing that wrong. He did not desist. He did not stay away from doing the wrong that he was involved in. فَلَا يَمْنَعُهُ ذَلِكَ يَكُونَ أَكِيلَهُ وَشَرِيبَهُ وَفَعِيدَهُ. But that wrong that he was doing did not stop this person from socializing with him, sitting with him, eating with him, etc. Kept on socializing with him. And فَلَمَّا فَعَلُوا ذَلِكَ. When they had done that now, that is, first they did stop them, then after that they did, that person was still on his guna and his wrong. And now he did not stop him, but he carried on socializing with them. فَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَ بَعْضِهِمْ بِبَعْضٍ. Then Allah Ta'ala joined their hearts one with another. And that is on evil, Allah Ta'ala had joined their hearts. And then Allah Ta'ala, as we will read in the hadith in front, then Allah Ta'ala sent his la'anat and his curse upon those people. So this was in the Bani Israel. Today we have to see that who we associate with, how much wrong are they doing. And we still carry on with our socializing with those people. And in fact today our situation has become this, that not do we forbid the wrong and command the right, but we command the wrong. The education of our children, what kind of education, where they learn Darwin's theory of evolution, for example. They learn the Big Bang theory, the other wrong, especially this time of the year, end of the year, when all places, all businesses, etc., many businesses have end of the year parties. And for that they go to various resorts, they go to hotels. The food you eat there, you mix with people, and the intermingling of man and woman, and the free life that is there, we don't forget commanding the wrong and forbidding the wrong. we get involved ourselves in it fully. So we are in a very, very serious and dangerous condition as far as our deen is concerned. And this is unfortunately a very common thing across the board, where we see all so much of wrongdoing happening and we don't stop one another at all. We don't mention it also, and the opposite is happening. As Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has warned the Sahaba that what would be your condition when you will stop commanding the right and forbidding the wrong. They were surprised that can a time like that come, as we read in the previous hadith that the Sahaba were very particular with whoever it was, that they would command the right and forbid the wrong. And then the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, a worse time will come when people will command the right, command the wrong, and they will forbid the right. And unfortunately, if we have to check ourselves, we are so much involved in that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our blind eyes, bless us with that iman and that strength of iman, that we can also command what is right and forbid what is wrong. And that is the way, as we understand from this hadith, to establish a proper noble society that will move towards righteousness and get saved from the azab of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq and guide us to righteousness. Subhanallah.